Good morning and happy new year. High pressure dominated the weather overnight, keeping skies mostly clear, and with light winds, temperatures drop back, and most everyone is starting off in the teens and lower 20s on this New Year's Day. Gradually, clouds will be on the increase as high pressure gives way to a storm system developing out of the lower Mississippi Valley. Clouds will thicken during the afternoon, but it should stay dry for the daylight hours across most of the region, with precipitation moving in shortly after dark in the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. Initially, we'll see some snow and sleet in these areas before a changeover to freezing rain and eventually just plain rain as we approach midnight. Farther to the north, we'll have a longer period of snow and sleet across the I-90 corridor before the changeover to freezing rain and plain rain late at night and towards sunrise on Saturday, while northern New York and New England will stay all snow and sleet overnight and through sunrise on Saturday. In these areas, total accumulations of snow and sleet will be in the range of about 2 to 4 inches, with some of the highest terrain picking up as much as 5 or 6 inches of snow and sleet. Elsewhere, generally 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet, with the exception of the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, where most everyone will pick up just about an inch or less, especially across the lower elevations. The storm system will continue to track through the region on Saturday, with rain tapering off to showers before lunchtime. Milder air will continue to flow in, and it will start to dry out on Saturday afternoon, but high temperatures will average in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A new area of high pressure will temporarily build in on Saturday night, keeping it dry with lows in the 20s, and a dry start to the day on Sunday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to another storm system in the southeast, which will work its way up the mid-Atlantic coast and then south and east of Long Island. The upper-level portion of this storm will move overhead late Sunday and Sunday night with a round of snow. Right now, it looks like most everyone will pick up at least a few inches of snow on Sunday afternoon and evening and continuing into the night before we dry it out by sunrise on Monday. This drier trend will last into the middle of next week, although skies will be mostly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with high temperatures all 3 days in the middle and upper 30s. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 7 degrees, with a northwest wind at 40, gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 21, 94% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.48 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Tampa, Florida, to a low of 16 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with a chance of rain and sleet, lower 40s. Boston sunshine with high clouds moving in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo increasing clouds with rain and freezing rain and highs in the lower to mid 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature 34, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.3 inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. We finished the month of December with 26.2 inches of snow, which is 12.5 inches above normal, and 27.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 10.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high 57 set in 1966, and the record low 18 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:32 p.m. 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow tonight, mixing with sleet and freezing rain toward morning, lows in the upper 20s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Snow this evening, changing to sleet and freezing rain, and then all rain overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Snow this evening, changing to sleet and freezing rain, and then rain overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Snow this evening, changing to sleet and freezing rain, and then all rain overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Snow this evening, changing to sleet and freezing rain, and then rain overnight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any rain will taper off to showers in the morning, then drier in the afternoon with partly sunny skies, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with snow moving in on Sunday afternoon and continuing into the night. A few inches possible by Monday morning, highs in the lower 30s. Drying out Monday afternoon with mostly cloudy skies, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday, mid to upper 30s. And partly sunny, mid to upper 30s on Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.